Live from the KTO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Alaska Governor Bill Walker ended his reelection campaign today and threw support behind Democrat Mark Begich.
Every decision I made as your governor, I have made on the basis of what I believe is best for Alaska. With that said, effective today, I am suspending my campaign for the reelection as governor.
Walker says he made the decision after talking with many Alaskans about whether he or Begich had a better chance against Republican Mike Dunleavy.
The determination was made that at this point, Begich has the better odds.
Walker expressed concern about the potential reversal of the Medicaid expansion by Dunleavy,
whose campaign record and rhetoric indicates that he will eliminate Medicaid expansion that has provided health care access to 44,000 Alaskans, created jobs, and brought $1 billion of federal dollars into an economy that dearly needed it, decreasing statewide health care expenditures by $16 million, and kept hospitals from closing and saved lives.
Walker also predicted that Dunleavy would take away funding for the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline. Walker announced the decision at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention 3 days after Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott resigned after making what Walker has described as an inappropriate overture to a female. The move will let Begich pull closer to Republican Mike Dunleavy in the race for governor. Democratic Governors Association spokesman Jason Leopold says the DGA is now optimistic about winning in Alaska. He says the association will decide whether to spend money in the state.
We'll be keeping a close eye on Alaska. This is obviously a game changer that we saw today, and we'll see what happens in the coming weeks.
The names of Walker and Mallott must remain on the ballot because it's past the deadline to withdraw. Libertarian Billy Toyin is also in the running. At a debate with Dunleavy following the governor's announcement, Begich applauded the governor's decision to suspend his campaign.
I do want to acknowledge the amazing, courageous action that the governor did. He was about Alaska.
Walker began his administration with broad support. A national poll in early 2016 listed him as among the country's most popular governors. But that June, Walker's decision to veto half of permanent fund dividends began a long decline in his approval rating. While the legislature voted for two later PFD cuts, Walker took much of the blame. The reductions allowed the permanent fund to grow, which Walker argues will allow PFDs to continue into the future. The move also allowed the legislature to pass a plan to pay for state government using permanent fund earnings. Walker said that without this, deep reductions in state government services would hurt Alaskans by harming schools, healthcare, and the state's economy. But political opponents criticized Walker for the cuts and capitalized on the PFD cuts' unpopularity. The Alaska Federation of Natives Convention is wrapping up its second day in Anchorage. This year's theme is innovation in the past, present, and future. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the issue of violence against women is at the forefront of the conference.
The morning started with songs from Anchorage and Wales-based Kikikmeut drummers. Most of the day's speakers on the convention's main stage gave updates on legal, judicial, and federal issues affecting Alaskan natives. But some, like Cook Inlet Tribal Council's Gloria O'Neill, directly addressed this year's theme.
Innovation is at the core of how we not only survived, but thrived for a millennia.
O'Neill described CITC's process for developing the 2014 video game Never Alone, where players guide a young Inupiaq girl through an Arctic quest. O'Neill says the experience offers a template for taking Alaska's history, stories, and talent towards emerging industries that benefit state residents and ANC shareholders.
We're asking permission to take our culture and our stories to this virtual world. We paired Alaska Native elders, storytellers, youth, writers with video gaming experts.
But for the last few days, the theme of defending Alaska Native women from sexual violence has been more prominent than just about anything else. During an update from the Alaska Native Justice Center, prominent attorney Heather Kendall Miller alluded to the recent Justin Schneider case, appealing to groups like AFN to push for criminal justice reforms.
To make this a time of change, a call to action, because we cannot be silent any longer. We have to be able to move together and call and demand for some changes.
Kendall Miller called for reforms in how sexual assault cases against Alaska Native women are investigated, prosecuted, and for an increase in the state of Alaska's accountability delivering justice to victims. The morning also saw remarks from Congressman Don Young, who championed his record delivering results to Alaska Natives in the Capitol and asked for their support in the November election. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
People in Sitka celebrated Alaska Day yesterday with plates of food and a downtown parade. And as they reflected on the state's history, the upcoming elections were also on their minds. KCAW's Enrique Perez de la Rosa began his reporting like anyone would, with a visit to the pie sale, and ended it with the Kiksati morning ceremony at the bottom of Castle Hill.
I'm Kathleen Brandt, and I'm the pie dessert sale coordinator. We have quite a few people, customers coming in now. Let's go out to the kitchen.
Sure.
I'm a professional educator, now retired, and I really value the education system. And it bothers me a lot when they have to cut back on what I consider priorities because of lack of funds.
My name's Katie Mulligan. I'm the art teacher at Mount Edgecombe High School, and I'm here with the GSA. And we call ourselves the Gender and Sexuality Alliance because it's such a broad spectrum of people, and we're just here to support love and acceptance. I've lived in Alaska for 17 years, and I have really found that here. I've found love, and I've found acceptance, and I found my people, and I just hope that for everyone in the state, I hope that we can all be treated equally and with respect.
My name is Jonathan Christ Tompkins, and I'm running for re-election to the Alaska House of Representatives. I hope Alaska can be as prosperous and as much a place of opportunity for the next 50 years as it felt like it was when I was growing up here, which was not that long ago.
My name is Richard Ween, and I'm running for District 35 House of Representatives. We are first and last in all the wrong things. We are 50 out of 50 in reading. We are the highest state with sexually transmitted diseases. We have net loss of jobs, and the list goes on, and there is just so much to do and so much that needs to be done.
As colonizers and occupiers of this land, it is our obligation and our duty to begin to right the historical traumas that we have created. By this, and a step in the right direction is drafting some sort of resolution that maybe one day we'll make it to our legislature. Be it resolved that Alaska Day and the transfer ceremony in Sitka be renamed Reconciliation Day. This day will be used as a thoughtful
quick look at weather, 51 degrees Fahrenheit at Juneau International Airport right now. This afternoon showers, possible thunderstorm.